business. Everybody's back at work today. I'm Pat Carrigan with Larry Olson, and we haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. We've got on the KSRO live line Brad Bollinger, the editor at large of North Bay Business Journal. Good morning and welcome back, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry. Hope you had a nice Easter weekend.
Yes, indeed. It was a lovely thing. I don't want to talk about Silicon Valley, Brad. I want to talk about Canacon Valley. Valley.
Yeah, well, thank you for that lead. And so we have a story, lead story in our print and online as well, about what we are trying to give the moniker Canacon Valley. So, you know, everyone remembers Telecom Valley, the big explosion in tech companies here in the 90s and early 2000s. And it's happening, but in a totally different industry. This is cannabis production. So our writer, tech writer, James Dunn, dug around a little bit and found that at the city of Santa Rosa alone, there are about 26 applications in various forms for various kinds of cannabis growing operations and other related businesses. So just right now.
Are we going to be the pot capital of the world?
Well, you know, some have dubbed it the new Amsterdam of cannabis, but I don't know. You know, I always like to say it's curious. Santa Rosa has, it's somewhat of a reputation for being difficult to grow a business in. And in this case, they're kind of throwing open the door. And that's okay. I mean, somebody's going to get it, going to get this business. And if you can get your piece of it, terrific. And on May 9th, that's what our cannabis industry conference is all about, is how to manage our way through this, an entirely new industry being born as we speak.
So it's not just a cannabis business boom. There's also a warehouse business boom up in the North Bay.
Well, it's, you know, Solano County, this is primarily Solano and southern Napa. Is Solano is, because 80 runs through it, it is basically a logistics economy over there. They have these ginormous warehouses, million square feet plus, that are filling up rapidly with, you know, primarily distribution businesses, everything from bicycles to wine. And again, it's that proximity to 80 and get to the ports very easily. So that is a booming industry over there. And the Solano Economic Development people are getting ready to release a significant report on how to build not just that economy, but the whole Solano economy. So that's what's happening over there. It's all about logistics. And if you order something from Amazon, you know what logistics is about, right? You get it the next day.
Well, one of the things that I was really interested in reading about, too, Brad, was the Sonoma County startup ReSynergy, and a company that wants to recycle our plastic trash into diesel fuel. And we got to do something with it. So,
yeah, you know, hats off to them. I mean, someone's got to take this issue on and try to resolve it. When we ran this story, they got lots of comments about, you know, way to go. Keep it up. And we know that a lot of the recycling efforts on the single waste stream that, you know, we all use with our trash is full of all sorts of challenges. This company, ReSynergy, is up in Runner Park. It's taken it on. So it's called continuous microwave assisted prolysis can recover 250 gallons of clean diesel fuel from 1 ton of polyethylene. So that's what he's up to. So I hope it's successful.
You know, it's a little bit old, but I think it's nonetheless important. You guys have an interesting story about the businesses going to this chip ATM card, because I notice it when I go to Trader Joe's, they make me stick my chip in there. North Bay businesses are trying to, you know, adjust.
Well, some places have it and some places don't.
Some still do not have it, and a lot of consumers still do not have the chip enabled card. So it's a more secure system rather than just reading the strip on the back of the card. It can't be, the thieves have so many ways of getting to your credit card. You know, they can, as you're walking down the street, they scan it out of your back pocket or wherever your purse or whatever your wallet is in. And this makes it much more safe. And the movement toward the chip card is inevitable because at some point the merchant becomes liable for fraud. So there's an incentive there to get that chip card in there. It's a bit awkward, you know. You stick this thing in there, and then you got to leave it there. Nobody leaves their. It's kind of anti, you know, normal behavior. You don't leave your card anywhere, right?
So well, you also have to take it out in time. If you don't take it out in time, then the whole transaction goes away.
That's right, and it beeps at you to remind you to take your card. I wonder how many cards get left behind. I suspect a lot. So. Any rate, it's more secure, and credit card fraud is rampant, as we know, and so anything we can do to make it better is a good thing.
Well, it's good to be back in business with you, Brad. Happy to have you on the air again, and we'll look forward to the next report next Monday.
You too. Have a great week.
You too. That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.